I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Xiang Yu is a 21-year-old violin student at the New England Conservatory in Boston. Yu is from Inner Mongolia in China. At age 11, he began studying at the Shanghai Conservatory. That's pretty impressive, but Xiang recently accomplished another impressive feat. He's just back from this year's Menuhin competition for young violinists in Oslo, Norway. That's Xiang Yu playing part of a Bach violin sonata he performed at the competition. Xiang, I understand that getting to the competition in Norway meant getting around the Iceland volcano eruption, and it turned out to be one of the biggest challenges of your life, I imagine, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I was almost gave up when I was stuck in Iceland. I have to connect from Iceland to Oslo, but by the time my flights landed, the volcano erupted.
So there you are, you're trying to book a hotel in Reykjavik. What happened next?
I stayed in Central Plaza in Reykjavik Center.
Now, I understand that you stayed for 2 days there. Then apparently Iceland's former ambassador to China took you in?
Yeah, well, it's quite a coincidence because there's a volunteer who works in Menuhin competition. And she only knew one guy in Iceland. And that guy happens to be the former ambassador of China and Norway. When he heard the news, he just immediately came to my hotel and picked me up and drive me to his place and give me some food.
Wow, very generous of him.
Yeah, yeah.
So, obviously, the ambassador is a man of power, but can't make a volcano stop. What'd you do next?
What I thought that time is, like, enjoy my time in Iceland and just maybe look around the city and then go back to Boston. That's what I thought.
With no competition.
Yeah.
Then another coincidence, it so happens the ambassador's daughter was in a position to help you.
She used to work in Iceland Air for like many, many years. Basically, what I found is all the airport in Norway will be closed on Sunday, and I basically gave up all the hope because even though the competition delayed the first round one day, the latest date I have to be there is Monday afternoon. If I can't be there, then I'm done.
So what did the ambassador's daughter actually, how was she able to help
when
you?
When I wake up on Sunday morning, I check the website, the wind direction changed a little bit. So the ash, the volcano ash actually moved towards the south a little bit. So there was a city, a small city called Trondheim, which is close to the North Pole in Norway, is opened and two flights are added from Iceland to Trondheim. But the flights are fully booked, so I have no chance. But however, the daughter's best friend is a pilot, and she just called the pilot. Is there any chance that you can be the captain of the flight to Trondheim? And then he said, yes. Okay, I'm really glad to bring this Chinese kid to the competition if I can help him. And then he did.
And so he's the captain and now in a position to get you on the flight? Is that the idea?
Yes, because...
But it's fully booked, right?
It's fully booked, yeah. But the interesting thing is he let me sit with him in the cockpit with the pilot.
You're kidding me. So,
I mean, this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to sit with a pilot. I mean, I was lucky.
So then you landed in Norway, but you're still nowhere near Oslo, are you?
Oh, yeah. It's like a 10-hour drive. And then I start sitting on the bus and have an overnight 10-hour bus drive from Trondheim to Oslo. And then finally I arrived Oslo 5 o'clock in the morning.
And when did you have to start playing?
Somewhere in the afternoon, but I didn't know by that time. My host mother, by the way, she's just most wonderful lady in the world.
This is the woman who kind of took care of you in Oslo.
Yeah, and I had like 3 hours nap and then went to the academy, register, warm up, play.
How'd it go?
I have to say that the first round is my favorite. I think I did my best.
What did you play in the first round?
Bach and Carter and Mozart concerto and Ole Bull virtuoso pieces. Yeah.
Can you give us a taste of Ole Bull?
Ole Bull, it's like Paganini. Something like this. It's very flashy and brilliant. Yeah.
Right. Were you at this point really relaxed or were you really stressed out?
I was overstressed out, so in a way I was relaxed. Because, I mean, it's already a success to arrive Oslo, so there's nothing I need to really worry about. Except I felt really exhausting, but I mean, for the playing, I thought that's fine.
Fine is an understatement, because you've made it through a second round, a third round, and then what?
First prize. And Bach special
he
prize.
He says very modestly, first prize.
And audience prize. That's, you know, my favorite.
Three prizes. Audience prize, Bach prize, and first prize.
And, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Where are your relatives? Where do they live? Where is your family from?
My family lives in Shanghai. Mm. And maybe I need to mention one thing, really. It's the big reason why I took this competition is because of my mother. My mother had leukemia last summer. So the main reason why I took this competition is because of her. Since I don't know how much time does she live, I mean, I just try my best to do whatever can make her happy.
How did she react when you told her the news?
After the result, the first thing I did is calling my mom and told her the good news. Yeah, and my dad also, he didn't sleep at all, just watch online.
They must have been so excited.
Yeah. Even more.
Xiang Yu, violinist at the New England Conservatory in Boston. Congratulations on your Menuhin competition win, and thank you for joining us. You'll take us out with a little Bach, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Xiang Yu, who won the 2010 Menuhin competition for young violinists in Oslo after an incredible journey. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.